Eastern European believers tackle street kids and AIDS with outreach tools. Colombian rebels target church leaders in a violent campaign. And a Christian school in the Dominican Republic sees its first graduating class. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An estimated 1.5 million children roam the streets in Russia. There are more than 750,000 orphans, and the rate of HIV infections is rising more rapidly in Ukraine and Russia than anywhere in the world. It's dire news, but there is hope. Russian Ministry's Anita Danica says that they're part of two conferences to address those needs.
The reason we've been behind and promoting and organizing these two conferences is we hope that we can do more together than any of us can do individually as organizations. And so we hope that we can do something much more massive and meaningful.
There's lots to overcome, but Danica says the future is at stake.
And so every effort is needed, but it's ultimately the gospel and changed hearts, changed lives that can produce the kinds of values and make us see change. And so that's our prayer and hope.
Pray for the conferences going on this week and next. Next, a report released this month shows that pastors and church leaders in Colombia are the frequent targets of violence, kidnappings, and assassination attempts. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton returned from the region this week. He confirms the persecution and offers this compelling reason.
When the church is effective, the guerrillas are less effective, particularly among the young people. As young people come to Christ and are discipled and become strong in their faith, they're no longer susceptible to being recruited by the Marxist guerrillas. And so pastors in those areas that are effective at reaching people for Christ are targeted by the guerrillas.
VOM bought a plane to reach the guerrillas with the gospel.
We're dropping these books into the guerrilla territory. We're also in partnership with a radio ministry, and we're dropping little solar-powered radios into these guerrilla camps that are preset to a Christian station where they can hear the gospel and where they can hear good quality Christian teaching.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A short-term mission team planted seeds for future growth in Haiti. AMG International's Alicia Hatton says they worked with a partner church that runs a 700-student school in the town of Grand Basin, about 30 miles from the Dominican Republic border. When they arrived, it was evident the rural town was also in need of a clinic.
We worked with not only the medical clinic, but also with the children that were in the school. We visited each one of the classes at the school, and we told a Bible story. We did crafts with each class. We passed out toothbrushes and talked about, you know, taking good care of your teeth. And with each one of the classes, we shared the gospel of Christ.
Hatton says the children were receptive to the hope of the gospel, receptive to the point where they're planning a follow-up trip as early as March 2007.
Many of these students are not Christians. They have not accepted Jesus Christ. And so it was very important for us to share the gospel to them in every single class and give them an opportunity to respond.
Meanwhile, Worldwide Christian School says their partner in the Dominican Republic, Bermejo Christian School, just graduated 16 students from 8th grade. These 8th graders are the first to graduate from any Haitian migrant school. All of them are now enrolled in the local high school. Each student was given the gift of a personalized Bible with a handwritten note from their principal. Pray for the students as they grow their faith in a new atmosphere. And finally, the American Thanksgiving holiday is just 2 weeks away. City Team Ministries knows that during the holiday season, poverty-stricken people suffer more than ever. It's also a time of year that many people decide to make big changes spiritually. That's why City Team has launched its 2006 holiday meal campaign to prepare for the tens of thousands of meals that they'll be serving over the next 2 months. Help restock City Team food pantries and transform lives. Go to our website for more information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.